This is Big F and Joe, and you're listening to the Memphis Continental Wrestling Podcast. Without Memphis, there'd be no hardcore, and obviously we all know where that leads. Live your best life, die your best death.
You know, I've been in this industry for a long, long time. And you know, I got my start right there in Memphis, Tennessee. So what better person than to give a little intro to the only podcast in the UK that specifically talks about Memphis wrestling. That's right. We're talking about Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Folks, sit back, grab you a cup of hot tea. Hope you enjoy it. Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast.
Got a doggone good looking show lined up.
This is the future, baby, and Jimmy Hart's here. You're not in the same caliber as I am.
Who's the greatest wrestler in the world, and why am I?
You're acting like a hoodlum now. Come on, quit it.
Oh, what do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at the UK's number one and only Memphis wrestling-related podcast. We are the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, and I am your host, Mr. Luke Dennings. Hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy here in the end of March. April, just around the corner. Yesterday was Good Friday. Coming up tomorrow is Easter Sunday, so some of you may be having a long weekend. I don't know about the States. I know we do in this country. We have a four-day weekend. Hopefully the weather's nice as we are recording this. It is a beautiful spring-like day here in West Runton. Sun is shining, the people are out and about, the birds are singing. It is a nice time. But before we get down to action, please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Who's Next, With This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highrated Impact Zone, Monday Night Project, Hamburg All Stars, Pure Russia Passion, and many other great shows that come to you on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. And don't forget to follow our sister network, The North South Connection, again available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A la Cat with Keithy, Extreme Three Area Dance, Chronoso, and many other great shows covering a whole range of wrestling and non-wrestling topics. You can follow the guys on Twitter at NoSoPodNetwork. You can also find them on YouTube. Just search North South Connection on YouTube. And youtube.com/@MemphisCast is where you'll find us. You will be able to watch this video. The link is in the description below. You can watch this. So be it. If you want to enjoy over 800 subscribers we have over there on the YouTube channel. Just a quick note. If you're wondering, we're no longer on the WrestleCopia network. I'd like to thank Ray Russell for everything he did in the short time we were here. I just didn't feel it was beneficial. I didn't think that we were sort of gaining anything. So today is our first episode not on the WrestleCopia network. But like I said, I would like to thank Ray Russell for everything he did. And good luck to him and on all his shows. Like we said before, if you listen to any of his shows, he goes into great detail and research and all that kind of stuff and puts a lot of effort into his shows, be it the WWF, the 1988 WWF show, or any of his territorial things he does. He's got the great show, The Wrestling Stoop with Bob Roop. He's also got a Japanese podcast coming out. So Ray does a great job. He is very well liked out there in the podcast world. And yes, no hard feelings between either of us, but I just felt it was... it wasn't really working, so I decided just to leave, and then we're still on the Place to Be network. So once again, thank you very much to Ray Russell. Please visit whenitwascool.com for podcasts, articles, and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. This week we're covering the 26th of May, 1984. Last week we covered the 19th of May, 1984, where we saw the untimely passing of one Andy Kaufman. A fired up enhancement talent, a new tag team incoming, Kings versus Rhinos, as well as all the usual awesomeness from the Memphis territory. Before we head down to Dave and Lance, let's just have a look to see what's been happening around the rest of the wrestling world this week. Hold on, what have I done? I've done something. What did we cover? So we've got to go from the 19th to the 26th. I got myself all a fluster there, didn't I? So we did... Yes, sorry. So on the 20th of May 1984, there is a show in the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia, for Georgia Championship Wrestling, where they are holding a tournament to crown new NWA National Tag Team Champions. And the results are Ted DiBiase and The Spoiler defeating Jerry Lawler and Austin Idol. Sweet Brown Sugar, that being of Skip Young, and Junkyard Dog defeated Tommy Rogers and Tully Blanchard. Jake Roberts and Great Kabuki defeated Brad Armstrong and Ronnie Garvin. The Road Warriors defeated Ole Anderson and Stan Hansen by disqualification. Skip Young and the Junkyard Dog then went on to defeat Ted DiBiase in The Spoiler. King Kong Bundy and King Konga defeated Jake Roberts and the Great Kabuki by disqualification. The Road Warriors defeated Sweet Brown Sugar and Junkyard Dog to win the NWA National Tag Team titles. Also on the card, Les Thornton battled Tim Horner to a double countout. Also on the 20th, Villano number 3 defeats Gran Hamada in Mexico City to win the WWF Light Heavyweight title. 21st of May, there is a show for the WWF in Madison Square Garden in front of 25,000 people as they witness World Wrestling Federation champion Hulk Hogan defeating Dr. D. David Schultz, the Iron Sheik battling Sergeant Slaughter to a no contest. Paul Orndorff defeating Intercontinental Champion Tito Santana by countout. Roddy Piper defeats Ivan Putski by disqualification. Jimmy Snuka defeats Greg Valentine by disqualification. The Wild Samoans, being Afas, Sika and Samu, defeat Bobo Brazil, Rocky Johnson and SD Jones. Mr. Fuji and Tiger Chung Lee defeat Tony Guerrero and B. Brian Blair. Jesse Ventura defeats Salvatore Bellomo. So Jesse, I think, has just come across, because I think last week we covered an AWA show results and Jesse was there. Yes, we did the 13th of May and Jesse was there. So Jesse has come across to the dark side. He is now part of the WWF. George Steele defeats Terry Daniels. Akira Maeda defeats Rene Goulet. The Fabulous Moolah defeats Wendy Richter by disqualification. Also on the 21st, Mike Rotunda defeats Ron Bass to win the Southern Heavyweight title in West Palm Beach, Florida. Also on the 21st, in Central States Wrestling, Art Cruz won the vacant Central States TV title in a tournament in Topeka, Kansas. And also on the 21st, there is Southeastern Championship Wrestling introduces the Continental Championship held by champion Michael Hayes, who is defeated by Ron Fuller. The Continental title becomes the top belt in the promotion, and by the summer of 1985, Southeastern Championship Wrestling changes its name to Continental Wrestling. And there's another show on the 21st, this time in Memphis, as we have got 4,416 packing out the Mid-South Coliseum, and they are witnessing Johnny Wilhoit and Mark Batten. They were the, oh my god, New Generation, we saw the videos twice, defeated Ron Slinker and Porkchop Cash. Jim Neidhart defeats Bugsy McGraw. The Zambui Express defeat Rick McCord and Jim Jameson. PYT Express defeats the New Fabulous Ones. Randy Savage defeats Scott Shannon. The Junkyard Dog defeated Butch Reed. Dutch Martel and Evelyn Stevens defeated Rick Rude and Angel. Jerry Lawler defeats Lord Humongous to win the Southern title. So we may see some footage of that today. Moving forward, 21st of May 1984, All Japan Pro Wrestling has a show in the Denon Coliseum in Tokyo, Japan, 8,900. Witness Tazen Goto defeating Toshiaki Kawada. Motoshi Okumu defeats Yoshihira Momota. The Great Kujika defeats Nobuyoshi Sugawara. Masafuchi and Rocky Haita defeat Hiromitsu Fuyaki and Magic Dragon. Takeshi Ishikawa defeats Ultra 7. Oshihara and Atsushi Onita and Mighty Inoue defeat Bobby Heenan, Goro Tsuzumi and Gypsy Joe. Good lord, what a, do you know what, that's a six-man tag. Bobby Heenan in the ring with fucking Onita. Prince Tonga defeats Buzz Toiler. Genichiwa Tenryu and Giant Baba wrestled Togechit Singh and Uman Usuku Uda to a double countout. Harley Race defeats Ric Flair. NWA World Champion Kerry Von Erich wrestled Jumbo Tsuruta to a double countout after swapping one fall each. 23rd of May 1984, Tom Pritchard and Brett Sawyer defeat Rip Oliver and The Assassin to win the Pacific Northwest Tag Team titles in Seattle, Washington. 24th of May 1984, Ric Flair regains the NWA World title from Kerry Von Erich in Yokosuka, Japan. There is a note here. This ends the 18-day title reign of Kerry Von Erich. The match in Tokyo, Japan was the better of the two title changes between the two gentlemen. Ric Flair wins with a roll-up. And then just a note from Dragon King Carl saying, all in all, Kerry Von Erich's NWA World title reign wasn't the disaster many had feared. Kerry, as noted, defended the title several times in World Class Championship Wrestling and then several defences in Florida before heading to Japan. It should be noted that while many feared a zoned out Kerry might embarrass the NWA by being in no condition to wrestle world champion, it appeared everything went pretty well. And it was okay. I think it was, some say it was a sort of a favour because David should have won it. And then David passed away, so they sort of felt sorry for the Von Erichs and Kerry got the title and everything. But, you know, it is what it is. Ric Flair... there was a certain time period where Ric Flair was champion for not very long. He would lose it to, you know, on all and sundry people. And I think once he wins this title, that's it for quite a while. I think he wins the title for quite a while. I'm probably going to be wrong. I'll probably read the results that, you know, fucking Dusty Rhodes wins it or something. But, you know, you think of Ric Flair, you think of a long-term champion, not just 16-time world champion, but you think some of those title reigns were for, you know, a year or so, especially in the later 80s. 25th of May, WF had a show in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the Civic Arena, 7,000 witness. Terry Daniels defeating Johnny Valiant. Rene Goulet defeating Jose Luis Rivera. Ole! Bob Backlund defeats Afa. Rocky Johnson defeats Seeker. Sergeant Slaughter wrestles the Iron Sheik to double disqualification. Bobo Brazil defeats Tiger Chung Lee via disqualification. David Schultz defeats Ivan Putski via countout. Tito Santana defeats Samula. And then finally, on the 26th, first of all, we head down to the Sunshine State, Sarasota, Florida. Barry Windham and Rick Rotunda defeat Ron Bass and Black Bart to win the United States Tag Team titles. Those two gentlemen next weekend go into the WWE Hall of Fame as the US Express. And finally, AWA have a show in Chicago, Illinois. 10,000 are going to be watching Billy Robertson battling Kurt Hennig to a draw. Greg Gagne defeats Tom Lintz. Princess Victoria and Velvet McIntyre defeat Leilani Kai and Despina Montegas. Nick Bockwinkel battles Blackjack Lanza to a double disqualification. The Fabulous Ones defeat Steve Regal and Steve O. Dick the Bruiser defeats Jerry Blackwell by countout. And finally, the Road Warriors defeat the Crusher and Baron Von Raschke by disqualification, because you can't go clean over the Crusher, brother. Anywho, notwithstanding that, let's now head down to the ring to see what Lance and Dave have got for us as we cover the 26th of May 1984 in episode 150 of the UK's number one and only Memphis wrestling related podcast. We are the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, and you know the drill by now. Please enjoy
the real Coos Pearl Harbor style that we had pulled was pulled off by Jim Neidhart of Neidhart's Raiders just last week, as a matter of fact, on Championship Wrestling. And let me show you a little recap of exactly what he did to Austin Idol. Something else. Let's take a look.
Look out!
Oh, this time, Lawler moves out of the way of the block, and it's the referee that gets hit.
Poor Jerry Calhoun. He takes one of those Oakland Raiders' shoulders.
Seeing footage from last week, Jim Neidhart versus Jerry Lawler. Jim Neidhart took out referee Calhoun with a shoulder barge, which then allowed Jerry Lawler to get a chair and smash over the head of Jim Neidhart. Get the pin. Jim Neidhart was not happy in the slightest. Jim Neidhart sat in the ring under protest. Had a bit of a temper tantrum. Would not leave the ring until justice was served.
Come on. It's all over with. The match is done. Well, you can sit there, but we're going to take a break. We've got an important match coming up with Randy Macho Man Savage.
So Austin Idol then came to ringside for an interview while Jim Neidhart was still protesting about how Jerry Lawler won by using the chair. Austin Idol goes to have an interview with Lance.
Get rid of this jerk, Lance. I think what we have to say here, Lance, is that well, there's an old saying that some win and some lose, and some are born to sing the blues. I think this jerk is singing the blues right now.
Yeah, he got a 1-2-3, and now he's hot.
A perfect example of the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. That's the agony of defeat right there we're looking at.
Austin, you've got an important match coming up with Macho Man Randy Savage. It's pretty hard to ignore the big noise up there.
Extremely hard to ignore it.
Yeah. But you've got a match coming up with...
Excuse me, you know, I think what... I'd like to say something directly to this jerk, okay, if I can. Excuse me, Lance, and I want to apologize to the rest of the television viewing audience. You know what your problem is, I think, Nightheart? I think your whole problem is that you are a habitual loser. I think that's your main problem, jerk. You are a loser. When you were involved in the anvil throw, you were a loser when you played professional football. That's why he's no longer playing football today. And to make it a little bit sweeter than that, you are a loser in professional wrestling, jerk. Now, if you think what just happened to you was bad then, if you mess with me, darling, you'll find out what a real loser battle can be. Now, well, let's just go ahead and conduct this interview.
Jim Neidhart then comes out of the ring and clotheslines Austin Idol and then smashes him into the commentation station. Absolutely beats this living shit out of Austin Idol, as we covered last week. Get a nice little highlight package here. Jim Neidhart absolutely pummeling Austin Idol in the face and the body till Jerry Calhoun now comes out, which is going to do nothing. Jim Neidhart then with the chair. Oh, smashing it over the prone body of Austin Idol before Dutch Mantel and Jerry Lawler come down and help Austin Idol, who's holding his nose. Could have suffered some. I think then Jerry Lawler confirmed later on in the program that Austin Idol had a broken nose.
Well, it gave you a pretty good idea exactly what happened in there. Idol was talking with me, and Neidhart jumped him from behind when he came up.
Here comes Jim Neidhart of the Neidhart ring.
Just a minute. You said that I jumped him from behind. I ambushed him. Did you say that?
What I said. He was talking with me.
The anvil doesn't ever have to go behind anybody's back. I face my opponents nose to nose, face to face. I don't have to go behind anybody's back or ambush anybody. Let me tell you something, Austin Idol. We don't have to wait for any scheduled match, baby. Why don't you and me get it on right here and now, huh, baby?
Come on, right now, baby.
Idol is not here, but I do have a video.
He's not here, huh?
He's not here today, and I've got a videotape that he had some words to talk to you about, because, brother, he is going to be hot the next time he meets with you. Let's take a look at Austin Idol right
here.
Thanks, Lance. First of all, I want to say, I want to apologize, that is, to all the fans in the area for my absence at the matches. As you can see, I suffered a fractured nose, a broken nose, that is.
Austin Idol sitting at home with a big old white bandage across his face. He suffered a broken nose. I don't know if it's his home or if it could be Jerry Jarrett's. I don't know. It's a very colorful sofa.
If I was to say that, it'd be a blatant lie. Unfortunately, I'm not at full capacity. But I want to relay a message to the fans and to you, Neidhart. That I'm going to show up for my match with you, and I just hope and pray that I can muster up enough strength and endurance to fight you the way I want to fight you. And I want you to remember one thing, Neidhart, It's not my intention to pin your shoulders to the mat because I could care less about that. I have one thing in mind and only one thing in mind. It's my intention to hurt you like you hurt me. And I want you to remember that. I'm going to hurt you.
He's hurt a lot of people.
My goodness! My goodness! Austin, you're scaring me to death, baby. You know, I don't like these little head games that you're playing with me, baby. I don't like it at all. It's when I play with the Oakland Raiders, and I got injured here, I got my elbow dislocated. You didn't hear the ambulance going around crying and not showing up. Then when I got injured, I got on the field, and I played anyway. And when I was a track star at UCLA, I got bone chips on this elbow. And did you see Jim Neidhart, the ambulance? Did you see him on the sidelines sipping Coke and eating popcorn and watching the track meet? No! Baby, I was right in the middle of things, throwing the shot and being the best in the NC2A with an injury, baby. The NFL plays with injuries. Let me tell you something, Austin Idol. I'll tell you, if I had you in my hands right now, I'd pull every one of those little bleach blonde hairs right out of your head. And then I'd grab your neck. And I hit the bam, once in the nose, just for good luck. And then bam, once in the eye. And then I get you by the neck, and I'd pull you down. I'd pull you down your floor. And bam, 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 right in that cute little nose of yours. That's what I'd do to you, baby.
I got a problem.
Because I love to put pain on you. How sweet it is! How sweet it is, baby!
You look good.
Yeah, something else. I gotta take you. Give me the microphone back.
Jim Neidhart. All the fans haven't noticed who's now sneaking up behind Jim Neidhart.
Say, and I think we've given you ample time out here to take care of all the things that you got.
Ample time. The elbows will be on the whole show.
Austin Idol standing behind him on the commentary station. Oh! Smashed on a wooden board over his head. I don't think the fifth fans saw they were keeping really fucking quiet, because you'd have thought they'd have gone mental. But Austin Idol's here, pink shirt and all, beating the Rick Rude. I don't know who that other guy is. Some other guys, but Rick Rude and a couple other guys coming behind to help Jim Neidhart. Austin Idol had a big thick board, and he stood on the on the commentary table. Is that Phil Hickerson? That looks like Phil. Hey, I think Phil Hickerson might be here. Ooh, daddy. Rick Rude and friends are not happy. Crowd are loving it, though. Surprised he's not bleeding. That was a hard wood board smashed in half across the head.
He's serious about it, brother.
Did you see that? Did you see him ambush me?
Yeah.
Did you see it? Nobody bushwhacks the animal and gets away with it, baby. But I'm going to see anybody. I'm going to take that board and stick it right in there. Nobody gets away with it.
And the beat goes on, I guess we could say. We're going to take time out and get rid of some of this board and get things back in shape, but we'll be back with action in the ring in just a moment. Rick Rude and Angel coming right out here to get ready to go in the ring. They're just expressing their opinions. I heard you. They got no taste at all, but they're just expressing their preference in there. Rick Rude. Okay, Dave, let's have the introductions on this one.
One fall, 15-minute time limit from Liverpool, England, 222 pounds, Scott Shannon, and going against him from Beverly Hills, California, his Valley Angel in his corner, Rick Rude at 232 pounds, one fall, 15-minute time limit match, and the referee is Jerry Calhoun.
Okay.
First action in the ring. Rick Rude versus Scott Shannon from jolly old Liverpool. Scott Shannon red tights, black boots, Rick Rude, black tight, black black trousers, white boots, tights. Angel managing Rick Rude. Rick Rude with a go behind takedown. Scott Shannon manages to get out. Mid circle corner, retire. Side headlock by Rude. Go behind takedown by Scott Shannon. Rolling Rick Rude around. Rick Rude gets to the ropes. There's a photographer at ringside. I'm not sure who that is. Actually, it's not Jim Cornette now, because Jim Cornette's out and about managing. There's a young man on the ringside area, keeps taking photos. Collier retired now. Hammerlock go behind by Rude. Scott Shannon trying to escape, takes the leg of Rude and does. Jerry Calhoun, a black shirt, white trouser. Green ropes, blue canvas. For those of you who are interested, full house here as always in the WMC studios. Armbar go behind by Shannon. Rick Rude's going to try and pull the hair here to get out of it. Backs into the ropes.
That's just what we were talking about. Angel slaps him upside the leg in there, saying, "You're doing bad things to Rick Rude."
But distraction for Scott Shannon, who can't concentrate on the business.
Richmond now circling again. Rude with a height advantage here over Scott. Sort of similar build, but got a little bit of height on him. Side headlock now by Scott Shannon. Rude pushes him off the ropes. Leapfrog by Scott Shannon. Leapfrog by Rude. And a hip toss, but hip toss reversed by Scott Shannon. Takes down Rude in the corner.
Can this gentleman from Liverpool go, or can he go? Rick Rude. Gripe into the referee. What's he griping about? Just a beautiful reversal by Scott Shannon. What a dandy.
Corner elbow. Right in the eyes by Rude. Forearm smash to the back. Forearm smash to the back. Oh, knee to the gut. Forearm smash by Rude. It's clubbing, baby. It's clubbing time. Oh, got the right hands by Rude. Irish whip now by Rude. Ducks the head. Oh, back body drop. He got it. He ducked his head a bit too early there for my liking, but he got the back body drop. Angel now getting on the apron. Distracting the referee while Rick Rude climbs up to the top rope. Rick Rude, top rope. Oh, what a splash! Oh no, but Scott Shannon got the legs up. Scott Shannon got the knees up. Scott Shannon got the knees up. Scott Shannon now. Oh, punch to the gut. Punch to the gut by Shannon. And again. Oh, forearm smash. Corner to corner Irish whip by Shannon. Comes in. Oh, stomp. Right there is by Rude though. Rude now with a corner to corner Irish whip of his own, but reversed again by Shannon. Rude goes face to face at the top turnbuckle. Scott Shannon, second rope on the inside. Waiting for Rude. Oh, beautiful drop kick there by Scott Shannon. Holy moly, Angel now comes in the ring. Angel comes in the ring and breaks up the pin. Jerry Calhoun's going to call for the disqualification here. And does. Scott Shannon the winner. Big upset there, I think, by Scott Shannon. Rick Rude's sort of an up-and-comer. For sure. And Scott Shannon picks up the win.
Angel jumped in there. Woohoo! He picks Angel up. He's hollering at her. What are you doing? I wasn't meeting. What are you doing jumping in the ring? Now he's going over there and getting at the Doug Gilbert, Eddie's brother, is over there taking pictures. And that's no excuse in picking. You lose the match. It's not his fault. It's her fault.
No pictures of me. Shut up.
That's Eddie Gilbert's brother.
I'll talk to Eddie Gilbert. No more pictures of me, punk. You hear that?
Yeah, I hear what you
I don't authorize them. They don't take them.
Rick Rude, in his typical charming manner, comes up here. He gets beat in the match. Now he's still hollering at Angel out here. He picked her out. I thought he was going to throw her right out of the ring there.
Yeah, too. He was upset.
What was the time on
it? Time on it was 3 minutes, 21 seconds. Win for Scott Shannon by disqualification.
Boy, I'll tell you what. And the fire was coming out of Rick Rude's eyes after that. Dougie, we're sorry about that. There he jumped over and was complaining about his picture being taken. I didn't authorize him and all that stuff. We got more action. We're going to be back to it in just a moment. Also, I want to remind you that tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock on TV5, the King is going to have a show on. He'll have the new generation opportunity to talk to them. Ron Mikolajczyk will be showboats. And boy, what a job that offensive line did last night with Mike Kelly. You'll have Ron on your show tomorrow. And, of course, everything can't be good. The new generation, Ron Mikolajczyk, tomorrow morning at 11. But you also got Randy Savage on there. So what can I say?
Well, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. So, anyway, it's going to be a good show. I'm looking forward to it. But what about this, Lance?
Hey,
you haven't said anything.
Just getting around the sand. You notice what's around his arm. The Southern Heavyweight Belt. Jerry Lawler's Southern Heavyweight Belt. Don't say a word. Let me show him how you got it. Let's take a look with about with you, Mom. First thing he goes for is that mask.
Keep your fucking mouth shut. We're going to show some footage. Jerry Lawler now again. He's taking the mask off, that hockey mask off Lord Humongous again. Now pummeling away on the exposed facial region of Lord Humongous. Oh, Lawler wearing red and yellow, brother. Red boots. Humongous wearing his sort of his Lord Humongous get-up that he does. He's got a flesh-coloured like mask over his head. Humongous now backs Calhoun into the corner. Backs Lawler into the corner. Calhoun just stood in the corner, and oh, you could kind of see that was going to happen. But Calhoun gets taken out by Lord Humongous in the corner. Lord Humongous now grabs his mask and smashes Lawler in the face with it. Now puts the mask back over his face. Humongous picks up Lawler. Oh, headbutt! Knocks down the king. Humongous now trying to get the referee awake. Humongous got the... he's got no manager this week. Lawler, though, with a steel chair behind Humongous' back. And... oh! Breaks the chair. The cushion came off the chair. Humongous is down. Humongous is down. Calhoun's now coming around. Covered by Lawler. One, two, three. Humongous kicked out at three, but that is a three. Lawler wins. Lawler wins. He's once again the AWA Southern Heavyweight Champion. I think we may have seen the last of Humongous.
I'll tell you, go ahead and touch me, no charge.
He's got the belt back, and I'll tell you, well done, my friend, well done.
Well, you know, you just get away from one jerk like that. You know, you finish off a guy like Humongous, and then we get rid of Hart. He's out of everybody's hair, and along comes somebody
King
else.
King Kong Bundy.
Can you believe it?
Hey, you've just got rid of one of the toughest guys I've ever seen in Humongous, and now you come against a guy who is even bigger than Humongous.
Oh, he's a lot bigger. Now, have you ever seen this guy in person? Believe
me. No, I've never
seen
him in person.
He is big, believe me. And the strange thing about it, though, is that King Kong Bundy, currently, I thought, you know, was wrestling in Atlanta, well, all over the country. I thought he was a big fan favorite. But all of a sudden, I get word that he wants to challenge me for the Southern title. But then again, everybody wants to be champion. When you get into wrestling, you know, you want to be the best, and this signifies that. And so I can understand the challenge from King Kong Bundy, but what I'm looking forward to is the fact that I think it'll be a good, clean, scientific wrestling match if the guy can wrestle. As I said, he's big and he's strong and he's never been body slammed, so it's a challenge, Lance, that I'm kind of looking forward to, and I understand we got some words from King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, King Kong Bundy sent in an interview as we asked him to, and we do have it, so if we can run it right now, let's take a listen to King Kong Bundy.
Well, hello, Jerry Lawler. Hey, surprise, surprise, surprise. You know, I bet you thought you'd probably never see Jimmy Hart again. You know, I bet you thought that Jimmy Hart was probably sitting at home crying his eyes out over about the little scheme that you and Eddie Marlin cooked up to get rid of Jimmy Hart. Well, baby, you're wrong. You know, there's no way that Neidhart could have thought of that whole idea because he's a jock and he's too stupid because you know how dumb football players are, man, huh? But it was you and Eddie Marlin, that old poor lame brain Eddie Marlin, and mostly you, Lawler, because I have to admit, you are a little bit smarter than Eddie, and that's not saying very much. But let me tell you something, buddy. You know, when I was in the music business with the Gentrys, we had gold records, and then we hit the bottom, and everybody said, hey, we're going to walk out on Jimmy Hart because we'll never have another hit as the Gentrys. But what did Jimmy Hart do? He put a little pencil and paper down, baby, and I wrote me a million seller that I wrote, Why Should I Cry? And then Cinnamon Girl, and all of a sudden, baby, the Gentrys were back on top. And then there was professional wrestling. I left music to go to professional wrestling. And I started out, and everybody probably said, hey, Hart will never make it. But look, I've managed some of the biggest names in the history of professional wrestling. You know it, I know it, and the people know it. And I've had my ups and downs. But now, I've got to rebuild and start all over again and work my way back to the top. And you know whose fault that is? Your fault, Jerry Lawler. And you know what? You've cost me a lot of money. I've had to fly to a lot of places over the last couple of weeks. You know, I've been to Chicago. I've been to Kansas City, Missouri, New York City, San Juan, Puerto Rico. You like my tan king? Because I spent a little time in San Juan looking for some people. But then all of a sudden, baby, I went to Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, in Atlanta, Georgia, I found something special down there. The biggest professional athlete I've ever seen in my life. The biggest wrestler I've ever seen in my life. And also, man, somebody that's an international star. And I realized something else, baby. That money talks and BS walks. And you know what I've got in here? I've got quite a bit of money. Let me tell you something, King. If it's the last thing that Jimmy Hart does, I will stand in the ring in the Coliseum of Memphis, Tennessee over your lame body, and I will say it's the greatest lay of my life. Because you see, Jim Croce wrote a little song one time. You know what it said? It said, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit in the wind. You don't pull the mask off the Long Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Hope you like this little interview.
Jerry Lawler, you call yourself the king of professional wrestling. Well, how can you call yourself the king of professional wrestling when there's a man like King Kong Bundy walking around? 6'5", 450 pounds. That's right, of nothing but pain and punishment. The $15,000 challenge, Lawler. You ever heard of that? It's $15,000 to anybody that can body slam King Kong Bundy. I've gone all over the country, all over the world, taking out all comers, and nobody's come even close. And you're going to get a chance to try in Memphis, Tennessee. You're going to get a chance to try everything, Lawler. You beat a lot of good people lately. I've been checking up on you. I've been talking to Jimmy Hart, and he told me he had a problem with you. He said you beat some good people. You beat the Anvil, Jim Neidhart. You beat Humongous. You beat Tonga John. But you never, ever beat anybody like King Kong Bundy, Lawler. You never beat 450 pounds. What are you going to do when I set you up in the middle of the ring and I hit the ropes and come flying off like a freight train and you go down flat on your back and your brain's scrambled and you can't even think? What do you do then, Lawler? And I pick you up and give you a big slam and look down at you and laugh, calling yourself the king. You're not half my size, Lawler, and you run around calling yourself the king. That's what burns me up about professional wrestling. Wrestling is geeks running around building themselves big reputations, beating inferior competition. Well, Lawler, now your day's gonna come. I'm coming to Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm coming to beat you, and everybody's gonna see what a real king is like. King Kong Bundy, 6'5", 450 pounds, Lawler, and every ounce of it is going to be right on top of you. And I'm not going to beat you for no three count, Lawler. No way. You're going to get a five count, and you're going to know what the humiliation is like.
Wait a minute. Don't.
Jimmy Hart back again.
Don't get upset. Don't get down. Don't get worried about the king, Lance. Yeah. Believe me. Now, we heard a lot of talk, and we saw two big mouths running there, but are you upset? Are you scared?
I'm upset.
Well, you shouldn't be. You're not even going to be in the ring with him. I'm the one that's going to be in the ring with him, Lance, and I'm not upset. You know, I'm really glad that I saw that interview because, you know, I had a lot of things that I could have said about King Kong Bundy, but I thought that he was a fan favorite, and I thought that he was going to abide by all the rules. I thought it was going to be a clean scientific match, so I was going to go easy on him. But now I can say what I really think about King Kong Bundy. You know what I think about him, Lance? I think he's fat. Do you people think he's fat? How fat is King Kong Bundy? You know, I want to tell you how fat he is. King Kong Bundy is so fat, I'll never forget the days he was born. March 17th, 18th, and 19th. He was fat. He was a fat baby. Let me tell you about King Kong Bundy. He was so fat when he was a little kid, he had to mump for 3 weeks before anybody realized it. Do you know how fat Bundy is? Hey, he was so fat when he was a kid, his parents wouldn't let him go swimming. They were afraid he'd get harpooned. Now that's fat, Lance.
Now that's fat.
I want to tell you how fat that Bundy is, brother. He couldn't go swimming, but the beach was his favorite place. You know why? People used to pay him to sit in the shade. That's how fat King Kong Bundy is. I want to tell you, he's fat. He gets fan mail from elephants. Let me tell you something, Bundy. I know how to beat you. I knock you down, and you're so fat you rock yourself to sleep trying to get up. Let me tell you something, Bundy. You come to Memphis, you bring Jimmy Hart, because Monday night, brother, I'm ready, and I'm going to leave you a big, fat grease spot right in the middle of that Memphis ring.
Get him. I feel better already. Let me tell you, that's bad, and this man's got his head right on right. We saw it when it got screwed on about 3 weeks ago, and King Kong Bundy, bring it in. Here's a guy that's looking for you. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Match down at the Coliseum last week. Evelyn Stevens, and they went against Rick Rude and Angel. Angel's first time in the ring as a wrestler. And in this particular case, it was not the normal mixed tag match where the ladies have to tag in when a lady tags in. It was just tag match. That's all there was to it.
Regular tag rules.
Just same regular tag rules. Now, they got one coming up Monday night that I love because this is even going to spur Dutch on because I know he feels the same way I do about it. We talked about the thing. He's going to be wrestling Rude, and if he beats Rude, then Evelyn Stevens, who will be in his corner, gets five big ones with Angel in there in the ring. Right now, share with me the interest of this doggone match with Dutch and Evelyn going against Rick Rude and Angel. Ties it up with Mantell. Here's a whip.
We've seen footage of Rick Rude and Angel versus Dutch Mantell and Evelyn Stevens. We said a couple of weeks ago the story of Evelyn Stevens after she left the wrestling business. And whatever happened there. Rick Rude tags in Angel. This is not your traditional mixed tag match. The ladies can wrestle the men, etc. It's not like sort of now where ladies have to wrestle the ladies. Dutch Mantell getting shoved by Angel. Dutch Mantell threatening to slap her, which the crowd are absolutely loving. But Dutch says, no way, brother, I'm going to tag in Evelyn Stevens. And here she comes. She don't give a fuck. She'll have a bit of Rick Rude. Well, Morton's the referee. Rick Rude now back in, so Evelyn Stevens tags in Dutch. Dutch is calling Angel a chicken. This is just... The women want the women and the men want the men, but then the men want the women as well, so it's all a bit construed. Crowd are loving it though. By the looks of it, Evelyn Stevens has been a wrestling for quite a while. Oh, just a quick note, Bundy is coming in. I meant to mention this. He's recently been in Georgia Championship Wrestling. As of this weekend, he. Yesterday in Cannon he wrestled Nikolai Volkov. Tomorrow he's teaming up with King Konga to go up against the Road Warriors. Then he's coming in for a shot against Lawler. Then he goes back and he's in Georgia Mid-Atlantic, and then he's full time in Memphis from the 9th of July, and then he's here all the way until I think he then goes to the WWF, I think. He's basically here all the way till the end of 84. He then goes to New Japan for a little bit. For a few months he goes to New Japan and then debuts the 5th of March 1985 in the WWF. But Rude with Dutch Mantell on the side headlock. After we've had the shenanigans of the ladies coming in and out and messing about. I wonder if I can find out about Angel from Kane's match. Probably not, because there wasn't any results. Was there? God knows how you're going to find out anything about this. If we Google it, Rude. Evelyn Starr just came in the ring and slapped Rick Rude, which he's not happy about. He's now chasing around the ring. Oh, but Dutch Mantell catches him on the outside. Oh, big right hand by Dutch. Rude rolls back in the ring. Dutch Mantell now. Oh, pummeling him with some left hands, right hands even. Right over the shoulder, and Mantell in the driver's seat at the moment. best myself, snap Mares Rick Rude over and pummeling him with those piston-like rights. Yeah, she hasn't got a she hasn't got a cage match. But this is a match, yeah. And then there's another mixed one in a couple of weeks. Debbie Combs, Reverend Stevens has got a case match. So we can see her matches. So her last match is 1984. And her first match is 1961. She teamed with Lord Littlebrook in 1981. Where else did she go? Central States, she wrestled in the 60s. NWA Western States in the 60s. Houston Wrestling, WCW down in Australia, Houston Wrestling, Southwest Championship Wrestling. Yeah, so yeah, her last match is the October the 7th, 1984. A 23-year career. Angel now tagged in though. She's working over Dutch Mantel's with kicks. Oh, Evelyn Starr comes in and there. Angel gives her a slap and then Angel just jumps back out of the ring. Rick Rude now clobbering away on Dutch Mantel. Irish whip from Mantel. Oh, big clothesline, down goes the Dutchman.
Obviously, if anyone...
Feel free if anyone wants to ask Dutch anything about these matches over on his podcast, Storytime with Dutch, and please do. Oh, a double axe from the top rope by Rude. Paul Morton was distracted by Angel and that allowed Rude to jump off the top rope. That is an illegal manoeuvre here in Memphis. Dutch Mantel sat in the middle of the ring. Getting his ass handed to him. Rick Rude off. Oh, Dutch Mantel catches him over the right end as Rude came off the top rope. Rick Rude now pummeling away on Rude. Big right hands. Picks him oh, inverted atomic drop. Rude struggled there to pick Rude up, but he got him. Dropped him with that atomic drop. And back body drop by Dutch Mantel. Dutch Mantel going over to Angel. Oh, Evelyn Stevens came in with a drop kick while Dutch Mantel was down. And Dutch Mantel gets the win. Lovely teamwork there by Stevens and Dutch. Now, Evelyn Stevens has got Angel. Oh, smashes her with some forearm smashes against the back. Oh, Evelyn Stevens. Beating her down like a dog. Rick Rude throws Dutch out of the rope, over the top rope. Rick Rude's got... Oh, good lord, he just blasted her with a big right hand. Knocked her down. Rick Rude now choking away on Evelyn Stevens. Holy moly. He couldn't have fished out. 1984, ladies and gentlemen. Mantel comes back in the ring and Rude runs out of the ring. So that was a match that happened. Rick Rude and, oh, getting the spoiler. Which spoiler is this? I wonder who the spoiler is.
15 pounds over on the right of the screen. Jim Jameson going against him from parts unknown.
At 242 pounds, the spoiler. One fall, 15-minute time limit match. Jerry Calhoun, the referee.
We have a... Yeah. Okay, we'll ring the bell and then we'll get through telling you.
Phil Hickerson.
Get out of the way, get out of the way. Everybody wants to know where Phil Hickerson is. Ben, Lance.
Yep, yep.
Everybody wants to know where I've been. Let me tell you something. I've been in Jackson, Tennessee. I went out and I bought me one of the biggest nightclubs in Jackson, Tennessee, the Waterhole. Just teasing, guys. Just teasing. Now, you don't want to know, that's where I've been. Now, what else you want to know? You know, I come out here and watch this because, you know, I know the spoiler personally.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I've worked out with him before.
So we've got the spoiler versus Jim Jameson. Jim Jameson, black trunks, white boots, getting his ass handed to him as always. The spoiler, red mask, red and black singlet, red boots. Didn't know who he was. I just saw who he was, and then I looked it up at the screen, and you could tell who he is. It's a French Angel. It's it's Frank Morel, the French Angel. He was also the Colossus of Death, Lucifer. But he is now here, and he is teaming with Phil Hickerson. They are here for a little bit. Phil Hickerson's here for quite a while, but the Spoilers here on and off for a while. But yeah, Phil Hickerson is a legend here in Memphis. He was here in the late 70s with Dennis Condrey. Irish up no bows. Oh, corner to corner hard. Jim Jameson goes. Spoiler picks him up. I guess he's meant to be the Spoiler, as in Don Jardine, I think. But there was a Spoiler, I think, in every fucking territory in the middle 80s. Phil Hickerson, on commentary. The Spoiler now of Irish whip on Jim Jameson, but brings him in hard with a knee. Young Doug Gilbert on the outside taking photos. The Spoiler, again with some knees to the gut. In my 35 years of living, I have run across some stupid... Phil Hickerson's 35. People. Jesus Christ. You know, big clothesline there by the Spoiler. Because, you know, I was ramrod in town in a tag team, right? I was dominating the tag team business. And here it is. Beautiful suplex there by the Spoiler on Jim Jameson. Goes for the cover. One, two, three. Winner of the match, the Spoiler. Phil Hickerson is back in town.
Over here, we hadn't seen him, goes over and gives a big five to the Spurs. He walks out of here with a victory over Jim Jameson. Jim took quite a pounding right in there. What was the time on that?
Time on it was 2 minutes 12 seconds.
2 minutes 12 seconds.
He didn't get an opportunity to do much commentary with Hickerson in there running his mouth off.
Okay, the Dutchman.
I got a lot to talk about today, and I don't have a long time to say it in. Now, you know, it's no big secret, me and Rick Rude, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things.
I think that's true.
And Rude, he can't do nothing right. I had Scott Shannon here. He's got to have that little girl, that little angel, that little blonde-headed little wench. He's got to hop in there and do everything. Well, I got an answer for her. If I win the match with Rude, wait a minute.
Come on, Dutch, interview out here, Angel.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking with Dutch.
What?
I need to talk to you.
What?
Wait a minute.
Hey, come on now. We had enough problem out here with Rude and everything.
I have a lot of things on my mind. It's coming straight from my heart, and I need you desperately to hear me out, okay?
What?
I need you to hear me out.
Wait a minute. No, you stay over there, darling, and I'll stay right here, okay?
I know you're a little leery of me. I've caused you little hassles in the past.
Yeah, like hitting
but listen,
with
look
high
into my eyes. Look into my eyes. See the honesty? See it? Come on. I'm being honest with you.
Wait a minute now.
I'm sincere.
Really. What do you want me for?
Listen.
Get your hands off of me, Angel. Please.
I've heard what you've said about Rick, and it's all true. He's a mean, cruel, ruthless man. It doesn't stop with you. It doesn't stop with you wrestlers.
You hear this?
The same way towards me. He shows no mercy on me, Dutch.
No.
At the end of our match today, he was shaking me.
That's your problem, Angel. That's not my problem.
Listen, that's true. He almost threw me out of the ring.
He wouldn't have cared if he broke my bones. I'm scared. I'm shaking in my shoes. He's got me living in fear, and I'm tired of it.
What do you want me to do about it?
I've got a proposition for you. Dutch, I need you. I need you desperately, like I've never needed anyone.
No,
listen.
You don't need me, no.
Listen, you're masculine, you're courageous, and you're just what I need to protect me from this monster. I need you, Dutch. I really
no,
do. Please, have some compassion for me.
I'm not sure Dutch is going for all of this right now. Angel.
What are you doing?
Hey, come on now.
I'm trying to tell you, I need you. Won't you have a little compassion?
Jeez.
I'll tell you what. Hey, come on now.
Jesus Christ, Rick Rude come behind with a fucking wooden dustbin and just smashed it over. You could hear the dunk as Rude smashed it over the head of Dutch. Oh, Jay Lawler now. Jesus. Jay Lawler now runs Rude and Angel out the studio. You could hear that dunk of that wooden bin over the head of Dutch Mantel. Holy moly. Angel was luring him into her devious plan. That's the word. Deviousness. Touch holding his head. I think he's got a fucking bump on his noggin there.
Good night. Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you, Jerry. We're gonna take a break right now. We'll be back. You see the chick come out here?
The chick. Did you see the chick come out here?
Take this boy right here and make him a superstar.
Bill Hickerson with a comment, talking about his partner, Pat Hutchinson, you see right there. Fabulous one, climb up on the other side. This is going to be a match to the expiration of time. At 457 pounds total weight from Memphis, Tennessee, Pat Hutchinson. From Jackson, Tennessee, Phil Hickerson. And going against him at a total of 434 pounds from Hendersonville and Lexington, Tennessee, the fabulous ones, Tommy Rich and Eddie Gilbert. This match to the expiration of time, Jerry Calhoun.
Expiration of time tag match. Pat Hutchinson and Phil Hickerson teaming up, going up against the new fabulous ones. Phil starting for his team, red trunks, sorry, red tights, white boots. Tommy starting for the Fabs, light blue tights, white boots. Phil Hickerson telling Pat Hutchinson to watch and learn. Even though Pat has been here for years, he's been here while Phil Hickerson's not been here, so Pat Hutchinson's had a lot more screen time than Phil Hickerson has. Most of you wrestling fans remember
Phil Hickerson from days gone by. If you don't, he's one of the most vicious wrestlers ever to come through these parts here.
Great that Lance and Dave are reminding the fans of how tough and vicious Phil Hickerson is, considering he's not been here for a few years. Phil telling Pat to watch him still, keep watching, and you'll learn. Corner over top, sighted look by Hickerson, shove off by Tommy, hip toss by Tommy Rich, big old hip toss. Phil Hickerson is not a small man to be getting over that easy, but Wildfire did with ease. Yeah. Phil Hickerson's got him. He's got him. Don't worry about his brother. I don't know. I wonder if Phil has seen the call now, bro. Oh, hammerlock. Takedown by Phil Hickerson. Into an armbar. Joey Calhoun saw the hair pull and gets him to break the hold. And you're not going to get a hold to make it stick that way. Tommy Rich. Just kind of waiting. He's been walking about. Phil Hickerson still giving words of wisdom to Pat Hutchinson. Side and look again by Pat, by Phil. Side and look cinched in the middle of the ring here by Phil Hickerson. He's 35 apparently. He doesn't look 2 years younger than I do now. Pat Hutchinson now tags in black tights, white boots, cinches in the side and look, but Tommy Rich reverses it with an arm bar. Take down by Wildfire. Phil Hickerson now turns around and sees what's going on. Tagging to Monsieur Gilbert. Wearing matching turquoise tights, white boots. Full arm dragon twist, takedown, a leg drop across the arm, now working the arm. Ba ba ba. Jerry Calhoun down there checking with Pat Hutchinson. Phil Hickerson, Pat Hutchinson's up, pushes Gilbert into the corner. Phil Hickerson holds the hair while sucker punched by Phil Hickerson. Phil Hutchinson, sorry. Phil Hickerson now has too many Hutchinsons in the hins in. Phil Hickerson now in, full arm dragon twist. Oh, working over the armpit. Oh, clobber and fists to the upper arm and armpit of Eddie Gilbert. Oh. Dropping some elbows into the spine of Eddie Gilbert. Full-on dragon twist by Hickerson.
Hickerson, good arm bent. 3 minutes, 15 seconds gone.
Crowd fully behind Eddie Gilbert, as you'd expect. Hair pull takedown there by Hickerson. Breaks the hold, but then it reapplies the arm bar. Phil Hickerson's shouting at Pat Hutchinson, telling him he's got to hang on to the armbar. Pat's now tagged in, and he locks in the armbar. Eddie Gilbert now back up to his feet. Still with the armbar. Eddie Gilbert picks up Pat Hutchinson, slams him down. Tagging Wildfire. Armbar now by Tommy. Wildfire. Tommy Rich. The former Don of the FBI. Well, here is the future Don, but now is the future. Yeah, you know what I mean. Tommy Rich now in control with Pat Hutchinson on the mat with that arm bar, high and tight on the shoulder.
yelling at Hutchinson from the corner.
We haven't seen much of the Fabulous Ones recently. They were coming out week after week. Well, not week after week, for a couple of weeks, and Eddie Gilbert never looked happy to be there, so that may be why. Doug Gilbert on the outside, the photographer, as we found out earlier. We'll see Doug in a few years. Excuse me. We'll see Doug in a few years here on the show as he begins wrestling. Does he start in the late 80s? Not sure. Phil Higgins in now with Tommy. Both men circling around. Phil still giving Pat a hard time on their apron. Colin over tie up. This is Tommy with a side headlock. Oh, hair pull again by Higginson. Tommy bounces right back up. Tommy's getting fired up, baby, fired up.
You want to do it that way, we'll do it that way.
Tommy waiting out there for him. Step on out and tell
Tommy, yeah, not happy with Jerry that Pat Phil keeps pulling the hair. Colin elbow. Tommy Rich with a top wrist lock, I think. Yeah, top wrist lock. Big glance. Tag in Eddie Gilbert. Eddie Gilbert comes in and continues to hold on to the top wrist lock. Phil Higginson in a great deal of trouble here. Hopefully his partner is watching. Jake Allen asking if Phil wants to give it up. Oh, hair pull again by Phil Higginson. Oh, big back elbow by Higginson sends Eddie Gilbert down. Tagging to Pat Hutchinson. Pat comes in. Oh, double axe to the exposed ribs of Eddie Gilbert. Now clobbering time by Pat Hutchinson, but Eddie's firing back. Tagging to Tommy. Oh, violent elbow by Tommy. Big right hand by Tommy. Phil Higginson is not watching. He's wrapping a chain around his fist. Oh, Irish whip by Tommy, who then takes down Pat. Phil Higginson's wrapping a chain around his fist behind the referee's back and everyone else's back. Tommy's a bit dubious of how Phil is. He's sort of just hanging around the apron, looking a bit dodgy. Now comes in by the referee. No, doesn't come in. Eddie stops him. Eddie, oh, big right hand by Phil Higginson. Loaded fist. Pat Hutchinson now covering Tommy Gilbert. Referee sees it. One, two, three. No, two. Tommy Rich kicked out. You couldn't quite see because, oh, the fact the camera was focused on. Oh, Tommy Rich gets the pin. Tommy Rich, small packages. He small packaged Pat Hutchinson for the 1-2-3. You couldn't quite see because the camera was focused on them. Eddie and Phil. But the Fabulous Ones get the first pin in this Exploration of Time match.
First fall. I will have to check time here in a moment and see how we stack up for getting the second fall started. And now Higginson is saying to Hutchinson, what happened? I had him set up for you. I hit him with a chain. I don't know if he's telling him that, but that's what happened.
That's what he did.
He sure did.
And
but
in spite of it, they got beat.
It didn't work out. Oh, look out. Higginson with a right fist hits his partner and knocks him down.
I don't think they have much longevity as a tag team in there.
No, Higginson. I don't think.
But, oh, hey, come on,
Phil.
Hey, now that's good.
Doug Gilbert now climbs on the back. He had his camera snatched by Phil Higginson. Doug Gilbert climbed on the back of Phil. Phil just knocked Doug down. Eddie's now looking over his brother, but Tommy Rich is now beating up on Phil Higginson. Here come the spoiler and Nick Rude. Holy moly, absolute chaos here in the show. Oh, Phil Higginson knocks down Tommy Rich. Eddie Gilbert. The spoiler's now got hold of Doug Gilbert's camera. Trying to destroy the camera. Oh! Smashing that camera, that expensive, probably a Nikon or a Panasonic camera there. Rude, spoiler, and Higginson beating the shies out of Tommy Rich. Tommy Rich trying to get a, Tommy Rich has got a chair. And, whoa, he was locked and cocked, ready to smash Phil Higginson, but Phil Higginson went running. Eddie Gilbert over the prone body of his young brother, Doug Gilbert.
We're going to be back here in just a minute.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. To be fair, Doug Gilbert only got punched in the face. He's sort of the way Eddie's crawling over his body, it's like he's been shot. But, ladies and gentlemen, that was the May the 26th, 1984 episode of Memphis. It was a quick hour, that's for sure. But saw some new faces, some returning faces, and some action, as always. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on this expeditionally enlightening adventure. That was a word. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, where you can get news and updates on this and all the other shows we do. I also look to retweet everyone's hard work. I look to share it out with my fans, so that's always a good thing. YouTube.com/@MemphisCast will get you to some of the footage we've got. If you click on the description in the if you click on the link in the description, you'll see the footage from today's show. We've also got some other stuff over there. Patreon.com/MemphisCast, £1 or $1.50 a month gets you access to the WCW shows that we're now doing on the Monday Night Project. This week we are covering, this coming Monday we're going to be doing January the 13th, 1996. We've got a Clash of the Champions coming up in a couple of weeks. That'll be on there. And pay-per-views will probably be on there as well. I'll only be covering a couple of the matches from a pay-per-view. I'll be probably doing the whole Clash and then certain matches from a pay-per-view, but the pay-per-view itself will fully be on the Patreon. ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast. Don't forget to give friends of the show a listen, a like, and a follow, and a share. Our Vantage Point, Acid Wash Memories, Greetings from Allentown, Book of the Territory, anything that comes on the Place to Be, anything that comes on the North-South Connection. Thank you very much to the fine folk of Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much to Lance Russell, Dave Brown, and Jerry Jarrett. And until next time.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. Tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam. I can't wait until the day you fill these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, that's how my heart keeps on yearning for the day I know we can share these tulips from Amsterdam. Share these tulips.